Well, fantastic news coming out from Tullamore today as Presentation College Athenry retained the FAI School's first year girls national crown after an 8-7 penalty shootout win over Loretto Kilkenny. And delighted to be joined by a member of the management team, Don Call. And Don, you're on the bus on the way home as I'm talking to you, and no doubt a very, very happy team there with you.
They're delighted. We had a very tough game. We dominated the game for most of the game, but we found that our keeper was exceptional. She made three exceptional saves in the game, one off Abby Duffy in the first half that you would have in a Premiership game. It was absolutely fantastic, the fact that she made that save. But we dominated the game. We kept them to maybe one chance in the game. And to be fair to the player that got it, she just took the ball from 30 yards out and walloped it up top right-hand corner. Nobody could have stopped it. And we had a, it was Lily Mae Feeney that took their lead for us early in the midway through the first half. She went around one player, slotted it home from inside the box, a beautiful goal. And they scored 5 minutes after that. Now, we had a lot of chance in the game. We curtailed their forward line. Their number 10 and their number 11, we kept switching in up the front line, but we kept switching with them. And our defence was very strong in the day. We have a backbone of three girls who play for Mervue. Our keeper, Jane Brennan, had a fantastic game of goals. We had Abby Duffy, which we all thought, and the manager of the other team thought, was the player of the match. And then we had Brooke Corcoran, who commanded midfield for us. We then had a lot of the Athenry team, that the under-14 team, that did well this year to come third in the league in their own divisions. And we're very, very happy with the fact that all the work that's going to in the club scene. But like in the end, then it went to penalties, and as anybody's business, they actually went ahead by one, and what you call it, when it came to the fifth penalty, they missed theirs, and we kept scoring either side, and it came to the eighth penalty, and our keeper Jane Brennan guessed right, she got went down, she caught the ball, and then our next player came up and she just slotted it home, and we won the trophy with that.
It was a great way, Don, to win the match because, as you mentioned there, Lily Mae Feeney had scored the goal after 13 minutes. Emma Hogan hit back with an equaliser for Loretto, and the stalemate was there regardless of the chances. But no doubt, as a management team, maybe I know you're faithing the players, but probably a bit nervous because you'd missed a penalty in the normal match as well and didn't go 4-2 down, if I believe, before amazingly turning it around.
Yeah, but just we just kept our cool. We knew that our keeper would save us in the end, and she saved us twice. Like, so that was great. Like, you know,
it was absolutely great as well.
I mean, this is our when we got to the final there about 15, 20 years ago under 15, and we lost some penalties. So we know what it's like to lose some penalties. And last year the game also went to extra time, even though we dominated last year's game from start to finish. It took an extra time goal to actually win the game 2-1. So the girls wanted to do the same as the girls last year. But now we had, we've had very good management system here. Patrick Conroy and Lucy Smith were the co-teachers with us there on the sideline. And the TY students of Victoria Lundstrom, Aidan Branley and Sky Corcoran, couldn't find better players to help us all year round. And they've been great setting up training things for us during the whole time and making everything good for us. So we were lucky to have a very good system going in the school. So we were lucky in the 15 final this year. We lost that 3-1. We actually won. So we've actually won the two finals in the 1 year, which is something that's unheard of, like, you know. And it's the first time that a school has retained a first-year title, and we're the first school to actually win it twice.
And even sweeter too, because of course last year you won it for the first time ever, and now, as you said, that work continues, that pool of players coming through. Is there many crossover, Don, between the team of last year and this year?
No, it's a first year team. They're not allowed to play. They only played in this competition once, like, you know. So once you're out of first year, you can't play in it, like, you know. Now there's a very talented bunch of players. Like, a lot of these players play Gaelic football for under 14 for Galway, which won the Connacht title there. We have some really exceptional camogie players in this team too. So it's a real crossover of codes. And it's great that we got the cooperation of these other codes to go on through the year to be able to play our matches, like, you know.
What was the feeling like among the players at the final whistle when the job was done? Like, no doubt elated, and I no doubt they're very elated on the bus coming home with you at the moment.
They're absolutely tired. There's not a peek out of them. They were so tired after the game. And once the game is over, they celebrate like mad, and it's great to get that feeling, like, you know. And as a management team, it's brilliant to be along with that.
Apologies.
And we had great support from parents and everything. We had a good number of parents up today, and I'm really glad that they came. And our support today, our first years and our second year girls, they were absolutely fantastic on the sideline.
Yeah, even looking at the pictures there that I saw through FAI Schools, the final whistle and a great crowd there supporting. That was very, very important for this team as well.
Yeah, it was all year round. I remember in the semi-final, we needed a good support with us that day. And I remember afterwards that the secretary of the whole thing said to us that they were exemplary on the day, like, you know, and then they boosted our game the whole time, like, you know.
I was just going to say there a moment ago, apologies for my silly question too. I wasn't thinking for a moment in regards to first years. But as you named a host of clubs there that were represented on this team, it wasn't just Attenry, but no doubt for football in the area for these young players coming through, and also with the team that won last year as well. It's very, very promising for the future of football, especially around this area in Galway.
It is, yeah. I mean, the work that Attenry have put in the last few years is exceptional. Like, the amount of players they have in each division playing first division, like, they're three teams there for every code. Like, it's brilliant the way that's happening. And the work they're putting in, as well as the work put in by, we're lucky now to have the three girls from Merview, and the work that they're putting in, it's incredible, like, you know. Like, I know Abby Duffy now will be going. Abby Duffy will be going down now to the Gainer now in about 2 weeks' time, and we wish her the best of luck in that. And I know Merview have won a national title there about 2 weeks ago. So I mean, like, they keep winning, and it's brilliant. Like, you know, I know the under 13 team last week lost the national final, but Abby Duffy got player of the match in that game, and it's great to see that. Like, you know.
It's absolutely great to see too, and of course to make a national final regardless of result is always a fantastic achievement. Before I let you go, Don, because no doubt when this clip airs, you'll probably be in the plaza on in the middle of the way home. What's the homecoming plans for the rest of the evening?
I'll tell you now, we're going to get fed anyway, and then we're back to school, and then we'll celebrate tomorrow, because I think we're better at time. We'll be back to school, we'll be got home, but tomorrow we'll celebrate tomorrow in the school. And then we'll celebrate like that last year, like, you know, it's great.